CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. According to police in Chatham, Illinois, south of Springfield,
we received a call at approximately 3:20 p.m. for a vehicle that had driven through the Why Not building.
Which Chatham Police Deputy Chief Scott Tarter says is a building that houses an after-school program. Four people are confirmed dead. WCIA-TV's Amanda Brennan.
See, police say the ages of the four people dead are between 4 and 18 years old. They say one was taken from the scene in a helicopter.
Police say the driver appeared uninjured but has been taken to a hospital for evaluation. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he is horrified and deeply saddened by the deaths of children and numerous injuries in Chatham. A 5-year-old girl and her parents are among the 11 killed in Vancouver when a car plowed through a crowded street during a Filipino Heritage Festival Saturday. About half of the 32 people injured remain hospitalized. Murder charges have been filed against the suspect. Police spokesman Sergeant Steve Addison.
We will never be normal again, but as people start to return to their normal routines, we want to continue to be victim-centered and trauma-informed.
Questions are raised about the fate of three American children removed from the U.S. and sent to Honduras with their mothers who were deported. The Trump administration contends that the mothers chose to take their children with them rather than leave them behind. CBS's Lilia Luciano says there are issues concerning due process.
In the case of the 2-year-old, we have seen that there is a note that the mother wrote that night, within hours before she was deported to Honduras, where she said that she had the intention of taking her child with her. That said, attorneys are saying, look, that's not enough time.
In Yemen, Houthi-controlled media is reporting that a U.S. airstrike killed at least 68 people in a migrant detention center. In the past 6 weeks, the U.S. military says it has killed hundreds of Iran-backed militants as part of what the Pentagon has labeled Operation Rough Rider. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
The Houthis say 4 airstrikes hit that migrant detention center just before dawn, killing at least 68 people. They're mainly migrants from Africa, injured dozens more. The Houthi leaders are calling this a deliberate bombing of that facility, and it should be considered a war crime.
President Trump appoints a handful of new members to what's called the FEMA Review Council, CBS's Matt Piper.
The president announced he's forming a bipartisan committee to review FEMA to reform and streamline the agency. Its new members include Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley. President Trump has previously said he's considering eliminating FEMA after its response to recent hurricanes under the previous administration.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
It's been nearly 30 years since Washington's football team had their last game at RFK Stadium. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander says a deal to bring the Commanders home to D.C. has made fans very happy.
The city deserves to have their team play here, practice here.
Lifelong Washingtonian Gregory Bay.
And especially win here.
Tyrone hopes the new stadium will offer
amenities around the area, restaurants, things of that nature as well.
Does Tyrone believe the stadium should get a new name or stick with RFK?
The Commanders' new name for the stadium as well.
Something more authentic to the city, you know? How about Marion Barry Stadium?
Jimmy Alexander for CBS News, Washington.
A trial begins in Paris over the 2016 heist in which armed robbers tied up Kim Kardashian and stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry during Fashion Week. 10 people face charges of robbery and kidnapping. 2 have acknowledged their participation. Kardashian's lawyers say she will testify. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid-60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Spooky little girl like you. Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Sit News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials Officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
What a wonderful world this would be.
of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
She's tied to the dock and she can't.
can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight. Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and cut that rope. Cut that rope. Can go fishing in my little red boat. Make you happy in my little red boat. So come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down.
solution, cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's been coming for some time.
guess that's so. We don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine song. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and Central Illinois police confirm at least 4 deaths and 6 injuries after an after-school building incident in Chatham near Springfield, Illinois. WCIA-TV's Cole Henke.
Chatham police say at around 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, a driver went driving through the east side of the building, driving all the way through out the other end, killing 4 and injuring at least 6 more who have been taken to area hospitals.
Illinois State Police say the victims were between the ages of 4 and 18. The driver was taken to a hospital for evaluation. At least one person has died and some 10 injured in Clearwater, Florida, when a recreational boat crashed into a ferry and left the scene. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Nobody is currently facing charges, and officials being a little more cautious during that press conference than they have been throughout the day, saying that they're looking into this as potentially a hit and run.
To mark a milestone in office, President Trump chooses to focus on his administration's immigration enforcement measures.
It's an honor to be with this incredible group of champions, great team.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Trump met with the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House before signing 2 executive orders, including one aimed at sanctuary cities.
It will direct the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to publish a list of state and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws.
The Trump administration touted its immigration crackdown with posters of people it identified